Haywire.
The ABC gives regional youth a voice. Amanda Batterham is 15 and lives in Scone in New South Wales.
On the 15th day of August 1983, a young boy was born. His name was Glenn. Glenn was born to the happiest parents in the world. Their names were Kathy and Paul. Glenn grew up sooner than they had expected. The company that Paul had worked in had closed down. So Paul and Kathy started a mechanical business where they fixed machines and gave advice to customers. Soon the couple were in debt. They started their business in a service station. Paul started to drink alcohol more frequently because of the pressures of the business and family. Paul was getting sick because of the alcohol and because he had already had a stomach operation where half of his stomach was removed. He drank more and more, and there was no point of return. Then it became unbearable. Paul became argumentative and violent towards Kathy. Glenn felt responsible for this and started to get in the fights and help his mother. Glenn and Paul could fight for hours until one of them would leave the house in a rage. Glenn was now 8 and felt very alone. Going to school and going to his father's workshop, only to wait in the car and stare at the dashboard until Paul had finished drinking, usually about 10 o'clock. And Kathy waited in the car with Glenn and his brother. Then at 10 o'clock, Glenn would have to come home and do his homework, clean up, have dinner and a shower, because Kathy also worked at the workshop. This became a ritual every day. The violence, the isolation, the alcohol and the stresses of school took a toll on Glenn. But this was common in the bush. He couldn't handle it anymore. Couldn't talk to anyone because he was afraid, isolated and confused. He just existed hoping that the violence and the isolation and everything would just go away. He denied everything and tried not to tell anyone. Glenn was now in year 8. It was just another school day until Glenn decided he was useless because his dad told him so many times over and over. Glenn thought it wouldn't be such a great loss if he would be happier if he just went away. Glenn took a bottle of tablets from the medicine cupboard and stared at them, thinking, "Will I do the world a favour?" He swallowed the whole bottle of tablets in one hit. Then Glenn walked to school thinking that this will be the day that I bless this world. Glenn told some boys that he had just taken a whole bottle of sleeping tablets, but no one would believe him. Glenn was calm but really enjoying the feeling. He thought that no one would really miss him except for his father, because he would have to find someone to do his work for him. First it was roll call, where Glenn had the crankiest teacher ever. Glenn was glad to get the hell out of there. Next was first period, and Glenn fainted twice going to cooking and had the most wonderful teacher, Miss Reglob. She made the world turn around. Miss Reglob was doing a demonstration of pineapple turnover cake. Then Glenn thought for about 2 seconds and realised in a blind panic, taking a whole bottle of tablets wasn't the answer he had been looking for. So he stood up and said to Miss Reglob, "I need to talk to you now, outside." "What?" she said. "I need to talk to you now, outside, please." She accompanied him outside. Glenn put his hands in front of his face and cried out, "I have done something terrible." "What?" she said very calmly. "I have taken a whole bottle of sleeping tablets." Glenn almost falling to the floor. What Glenn was about to watch was magnificent. He had never seen anything like this in his life before. Miss Reglob had jumped into action. He couldn't believe his eyes. An ambulance arrived and he was taken to hospital. That night, sitting in the hospital bed about 6 o'clock at night, he thought he was in heaven. There arrived Miss Reglob. It was a Friday night. What was she doing there? Why? Glenn, to his surprise, She hands him a present. Is this a gift from heaven? He thought. Then arrived his mother, brother, and a friend of the family that usually visits on Friday nights. Glenn couldn't open the present. It would make him cry, so he left it to open later. When all the visitors left, Glenn realised something, that people do care. But why does Dad yell and scream at him and get very vicious? But time went on and Glenn was emotionally better. Every night he dreams what could have happened and how he could have prevented it. On the radio, there are reports of suicide and Glenn feels very responsible for them. And if they knew what he knows now, they wouldn't do it. Glenn also feels that if people would stop drinking and show people how you feel, then the world would be a better place. Paul is still drinking, but now Glenn knows how to deal with the pressure. And Glenn has also learned that it doesn't matter who you are, there is someone out there who loves you. Still to this day, he says that Miss Reglob is an angel, but angels are very hard to find even in the bush.
Call on angels, call on.